Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with the property assessor for Putnam County, or assessor of property, or the tax assessor, however, whatever title you get. Steve Pierce, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate that. I'm always glad to be here.
I appreciate you being here. And so Steve's been on before, but there's a method to my madness for several reasons. Always, it's been a while, so I always want to get an update about the assessor's office because y'all work hard. A lot of people know that the reason our property taxes, the revenue is good because you're all out there working. You're capturing growth. You're capturing new businesses, new residentials, all that stuff. So I want to get an update on that. But I also wanted you to come in. I cannot technically have another commissioner from Putnam County on the show with me because it could violate the Sunshine Law, the Open Meetings Act. And so for me to bring in another commissioner to talk about budgets or whatever from Putnam County is not a good idea based on my employer saying, hey, you're a commissioner and you don't want to violate Sunshine Law and you work for CTAS, so be smart. So I just have never had that. And you're a former commissioner.
Right.
You're a commissioner, and you're in your two terms?
Just one.
Yeah. Well, it seems longer than that. You were going for your second term. I'm sorry. When the assessor opening came up. But anyway, so I wanted to have you in to get your thoughts, because it's not been that long ago, and you served on budget committee, and you were very important with the process of passing the budget, because you and I would talk, and you would ask me questions. So I wanted to get your thoughts on... I'm not asking you to criticize our budget process. That's not why you're
That's
here.
Good.
Yeah. But your thoughts as a commissioner, and then, of course, we can talk about some proposals and stuff. So thanks for being here again. I do want to update on the assessor's office. How's everything going over there? I mean, y'all know y'all are working hard. So reappraisal was last year, so what are y'all doing now?
Well, this year, we start at the end of it being in August of last year once reappraisal was over, and the County Board of Equalization, was adjourned in June. We start for the next reappraisal, working on reappraisal every year. We're reviewing 25% of the county, which is over 10,000 parcels a year, plus our new construction, and as everybody knows, the residential. We were tracking about 400 permits, I'd say, a year ago that were, commercial, residential, mostly residential, obviously, and we're up to about 650 permits we're tracking now, somewhere 650, 675. And that's permits they bought to build a new or remodel. So we're doing that now. County Board is kind of coming to an end. We've got one meeting this Thursday on appeals. Very few appeals coming. We had about 225 state appeals out of reappraisal last year, which that's more typical to have more appeals. They're working through those now, too, so that's an ongoing process. Anything like any legal system that you have, once you get to the state board, administrative law judge is assigned to the case, so the wheels kind of move slow in that process. So it'll take, 2 years to get through those 225. Some of them are being withdrawn, dismissed right now recently. So that's a good thing. But so we're picking up new construction and adding new houses. And everybody knows there's lots out there. There's some new commercial. Commercial's been kind of slow. We've heard that the materials are hard to come by, or subcontractors are hard to come by. Is the reason some of the commercial projects are taking longer. So, we're very, very busy right now. Lots of tasks going on within the office each day. And this new, the new construction, it's just booming still here. And that drives our workload.
So the Board of Equalization is wrapping up this week pretty much. And so the board is appointed and confirmed, I guess, by the County Commission. But how does that process? How does somebody want to be on the Board of Equalization? They call you? Do they call the mayor's office? They call our commission? How do they do that?
They can do either or. They can call our office or call the county mayor, Randy Porter's office. Typically, in most offices, assessor's office around the state, and our office has always been typically, we'll come up with a list of people that want to be on the board. And typically, we'll take that to the nominations committee for the county commission, and they'll vote on that, and they can then it's a full commission. You vote on it, and they can be appointments from the floor. But the county board is really, really important to fair and equalize taxation for our county, and also protecting revenue for the county, make sure the citizens still have the services too, that the revenue's there. So it's a very important job. We have done a lot, and since I've been there, since probably 2016, we really kicked off educational sessions for the board and trying to educate them more. Because, you get people from all walks of life, and they come in, and they've got, no what an appraisal looks like, what a good sale or a arm's length transaction is, what's one and not. So we try to do some education with them through CTAS. CTAS has helped us. Gabe Looney, one of your counterparts, has helped us work through that and do some teaching, some PowerPoints. We do part of that each year. We work with them, and we've developed a really good board that's done a really good job.
So I'm putting you on the spot, but I don't want the exact numbers. I know it's tough. Is there a high percentage of appeals that go to the local Board of Equalization, and let's say the board rules in favor of the county?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those do those individuals take further than the county as far as percentage? Is it half? Is it low?
No, mostly if they're ruled, we call it a no change. If the board votes and they say, we're going to make no change on this one, 100% of those most time will go to the state board then. It's pretty much 100%. Of course, most of your appeals are going to be commercial appeals. Mm-hmm. They're represented by a tax agent or an attorney's office firm. So most of those are going to go, you know, if they don't like the outcome of the judgment they get, you know, and 100% of them usually go onto the State Board of Equalization, which then is assigned to an administrative law judge.
Okay, that's good information. So we did reappraisal last year, like you said. I was in the county the other day that's going through reappraisal now. They just got their certified rate last week, and I was kind of walking them through how the revenue was projected based on the new certified rate. And this assessor is kind of new, and they're like, this is my first reappraisal. How does this work going forward? And really, it wasn't them asking, but we were kind of talking to the mayor about it. And I'm like, well, your office is, as soon as reappraisal's done, you're starting to work on the next reappraisal.
Right.
And you're basically looking at 25%. Was that rough?
That's right. It depends on which, you know, you can be in a 4, 5, or 6 year plan. Putnam County, which most probably 95 to 96% of the counties are on a 5 year plan around the state, and they have to do 25% for the 4 years to get the 100% review of the county in 4 years to do the reappraisal. I mean the next reappraisal, whatever that is.
Okay, so how do you choose which properties to do each year?
Well, you don't. It's a plan. I mean, it's a detailed, extensive plan that you have signed off on. You sign off on it. I think the chairman of the commission signs off on it. Mayor Porter signs off on it. And the comptroller's office signs off on it. The comptroller himself signs off on our plan. It's a detailed plan. The state property assessment department, they help us develop that, obviously. And we have input, and we work together on that. But it's a plan. It's systematic. We work through the maps. I think Putnam County has around 120 maps now, broke up in quadrants, and it's each map. And we turn quarterly reports in to the comptroller's office where we're at. Did we get the parcels reviewed? What time period? Who reviewed them? It's just a form from the state that we turn in to saying, hey, we're hitting our marks. So it's very detailed. We can't deviate from it. We have to stay on that plan. If we do, I have to amend the plan. It has to be signed off by everybody again. So it's very important we stick to that plan.
It's a process. How many people in your office are out there doing appraisals?
We have five people. We have a supervisor included in that. We're not overstaffed, but we're keeping our head above water, I guess I call it. And our field appraiser supervisor, he works in the field every day himself. So we have five people out there working in new construction each day. And reviewing also. And reviewing is a process. It takes a lot of time. You have to get those, each year you have to have a little over 10,000 parcels reviewed. So, I mean, that's a lot to review and look at and make changes if there's been changes made, in the property of some time. So,
that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I mean, and you have to hit those marks.
Yeah.
You have to sign off on that, hey, we hit our marks. We had all these parcels. We reviewed them. We made changes already that could be made, maybe not going to be made. We can hold them and freeze changes if they're maybe discretionary or subjective type, like quality of construction. We can hold those until the next reappraisal. Now, if there's a house that there's been an addition and it's never been added to the house, then we can go ahead and do it then. Or say they've had a detached garage, it was torn down and removed, then we can remove it then. But it is a lot of work.
Yeah, and y'all do a great job. And of course, I know a lot of your staff over there. And so it's budget time, Steve, and you've been to some of the budget meetings. And We're, of course, I'm on the budget committee, chair of the budget committee, and we're working hard to get a budget passed. Hopefully the budget committee will wrap up soon, and then, of course, actually, you know, getting ready to pass a budget into July. But right now, there's a proposal, and this directly affects you, and it's with raises and stuff for all employees. That's the proposal. It was the original one proposed just for public safety emergency services, and there's been a new proposal that was approved by the budget committee.
Right.
So I can say that it was actually approved for $3,000 raise for non-public safety, non-emergency service employees, which will include your employees.
Right.
Any employee that's not in the sheriff's office, fire department, EMS, EMA, or 911,
right.
Basically. So everybody outside of that realm would get $3,000 additional on top of the $600 step raise. And then the public safety emergency services employees would get a $5,000 raise on top of their $1,000 step raise for a $6,000 total raise. That's the proposal we have in budget committee. And, you know, the commission's going to decide if they want that proposal or not. When we come back after the break, I want to make sure that we talk about how this may affect your office, what kind of vacant positions you have, because you have one. Yeah, you have one position. And about every office in the county has a position in their budget that's not being paid for because they can't fill it. And that's something we don't talk about a lot just because it's not really brought up. We've given department heads as a commission money in their budget, and some of them are not able to spend all of it because they don't have anybody to hire. And so I want to talk about those things. And then I'm excited to get with you and talk to you about your time as a commissioner, two fellow commissioners, because we can talk about everybody else then and make some jokes. I'm just kidding. But we can talk about your time because it's exciting for me to talk about budgets with other commissioners. We'll be back in just a moment. Steve Pierce from the Putnam County Property Assessor's Office is with me. This is Ben Rogers here on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. I've called you everything. Property Assessor, Assessor of Property, Tax Assessor. I think originally it was Tax Assessor years ago.
Originally it was.
Yeah. Now it's the Assessor of Property.
That's right.
Technically is the term.
Technical.
But you get called Property Assessor all the time.
Right.
Among other names.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We won't get into that. We'll get into that. You do catch a lot of blame for things. It's not your fault. I will say that.
I do catch some flack sometimes.
You don't set the tax rate.
It's not the most popular job sometimes, especially when values change. And, you know, I understand that.
Yeah. So. But you don't set the tax rate.
No.
You're not a commissioner anymore.
No.
Your office doesn't set the tax rate.
No.
So it's you it's unfair to you sometimes.
And we don't even see the tax bills. What how much is owed on for each property on taxes? We don't have anything. Our software doesn't have that. I mean, it's all appraisals, it's all assessments, and that's it.
How many times does a customer bring you a copy of their tax bill saying, "What is this and why is it this
that's
way?"
Most anybody you talk to, that's what they got, a copy of their tax bill.
Yeah. They don't bring the copy of the assessment. They bring the tax bill.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. That's exactly what we see. You know, and I use it, and I obviously look at it and map and parcel, use that information to start looking their property up. But it is helpful, actually, they bring something in with their map and parcel.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So we're talking about budgets and the budget process and, of course, the proposal for raises. And it's been 4 years. It was 2018 since Putnam County gave raises more than the step raise to county employees.
Right.
So it's been 4 years. You were assessor then. You've been assessor for 8 years. So you went through this. And like I said, the normal step raise is $600 for non-public safety, non-emergency service employees. In 2018, the commission voted to add another $1,200 mm-hmm. to give them an $1,800 raise then. Mm-hmm. And then for emergency services, they added $2,000 to give them a $3,000 raise mm-hmm. total. Mm-hmm. And so basically it's two steps on the pay scale. Each step is $600 for non-public safety and $1,000 for public safety. So 4 years. We've been 4 years since we've had anything additional other than the step raises for county employees. We have, as a commission, picked up the increase in insurance, mm-hmm. which I know you appreciate and your yes. employees appreciate. Sure. I have been told personally by employees, we really appreciate the county commission picking up the increase in our health insurance, because if you don't, you're basically, they're not getting a raise at all. They may, in some cases, lose money depending on what kind of insurance plan you have. So we pick up that cost. We've given the ARP bonuses back in the fall. We did that. So we're trying to help out the employees, but we know that it's time for to do something else. That's why we have the proposal.
Right.
You currently have one vacant position, right?
Right, I do.
Is there something keeping you from filling that position?
Yeah, I mean, sure. There's finding that person that you think fits with experience and quality person. I mean, we've interviewed some people that are probably quality people, just don't have much experience in dealing with the public. Or you know, maybe some kind of construction background a little bit to help us, or maybe some clerical skills that we need. And we've just been slow about trying to hire someone that fits, you know, what we need. I mean, one of our big things, obviously, has been talking with people that we've talked with and maybe applied first and come back and end up, you know, we had to talk about pay scale. Is it's hard to leave the private sector to come to work for us because the money's less that they would make. And, you know, you have people, for instance, I had, you know, a couple of single mothers I know applied for a job, and after talking, call back, you know, about interviewing them, and, you know, they asked more about the pay and the pay scale. I'm like, no, I can't, that would be a pay cut. I can't do that and being a single mother, or, you know, so it's been an issue trying to recruit new people. And really, I'll brag on our staff, since I came, we have built a really good staff there at the assessor's office. A lot of people, a lot of experience in different areas. I mean, I'm just so grateful that we brought that team together, and we will make sure that person fits that team also. And you know, and our success of our appraisals and our work is our staff. I mean, you know, you're only good as the people around you. And I've tried to bring in people around me that are really great, have good work ethic, strong character, that are intelligent. I mean, our job is very technical, and I need people that can work in a very technical field. But yes, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, the pay scale has been an issue of trying to recruit new people, come in and interview for jobs. Yes.
Do you think this proposal, if it goes through the commission as it is now, will help with recruiting and retaining your employees there? Or do you think they're... And I don't want to put you in a tough spot, but is this a good start? Is this something that's going to benefit your employees?
It is. I mean, it is. I'm very grateful for the commission and the budget committee looking to do this. It is. It's going to be a good start. I said there tonight in the budget meeting that our Department of Property Assessments for the Comptroller's Office, they do the same type of job we do, except it's more monitoring, except for, you know, our work that I think is more detailed and more levels of expertise. And I know their positions start about $10,000 more than ours does. And I think overall our employees are probably $10,000 below, you know, probably where they should be. But this is a good start, I think. Yes, I think it's great. And here again, retaining good people. You know, I've got a person in the office, got an HR degree, a master's in HR from Tennessee Tech. I'm very thankful for that. And she worked as an intern for a while and as a part-time person for a while. And got to know her and her work ethic, her character, and we wanted to hire her, and we got her to go full-time. You know, people like that I have to try to retain, because it's beneficial to our office. It's beneficial to the county that we have good people that can do, you know, working in appraisals, complete our task each day, because I know we're going to talk about the penny rate later, but I think this year our work in the office is going to generate about a little over $54 million in tax dollars. I know all that don't go to the general fund, but it does bring in tax dollars of different funds that we have within the county that money is dispersed in. So it's very important to me that we do a good job and be fair and equal to the people. So we serve the people of this county, and you know, the person has to be pretty versatile. They can do all that, but still be able to explain to a taxpayer or look at their concerns too. So.
Well, let's talk about the penny right now. I mean, last year, the penny value of one penny was around $211,000, somewhere
right.
in there, and now it's around $220,000.
Yes, yes.
That's a good increase.
$9,000
per penny is good.
Out of reappraisal, mm-hmm. that is a good. Of course, it's our growth. It's our growth, and we're going out capturing that growth. We're not waiting. It's happened some in the past years, probably before me, that you know they waited. Maybe the house was on somebody living in it for 8 months, maybe longer. Before they really capture that, and we're trying to be fair, but I mean, procedurally by the state, we're supposed to get that, add that house or that building or something where it's commercial residential as soon as it's ready to be used, lived in. So, and we're doing that. We're trying to keep up with them. Our field guys are doing really good about keeping up with that, what's going on with it. And, so yes, it's grown because of that. And because those guys are out there working. That's why also.
So one penny
uh-huh.
this next year, which we're about to start fiscal year July 1.
Yeah.
So one penny, we're starting actually right now.
Yeah.
Today, $220,000, and depending on the allocation of the tax rates in each fund, that's that $220,000 times 1 cent. So if it's a dollar in a tax in a general fund, which is more than that, that's mm-hmm. $22 million or so. So mm-hmm. you're looking at you said $54 million total, right?
A little over $54 million is what will generate property tax.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, Putnam County is a big county and growing county, so that's what the penny rate means. And again, Steve Pierce, the assessor of property, does not set the tax rate. The state sets the certified rate, and then the county commission can keep it. Or they can increase it or decrease it as they say deem fit. And last year we increased it by 10 cents. And this year that's not in discussion right now as to raise taxes. It's all about moving sales tax money. And we're going to have our yearly budget show about all the updates coming up. But so $220,000, that's a big increase, but it don't happen unless your staff is out there doing it. So I want to talk about your time as a commissioner. We come back in just a moment after this break. This is Ben Rogers listening to Local Matters with Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. Steve, I've brought you in again to update us on your office, and now I want to talk about your time as a commissioner. We've talked about the budget some, but you were a commissioner for 4 years, from 2010 to 2014. You were getting ready to run again for a second term when the opportunity to run for assessor presented itself. You ran for assessor. You won. You had to run again in 2 years later because the assessor's running off years different than the other county officials. So you ran in 2 years. You won that election. Then you was unopposed in COVID year, right?
Right.
Nobody. So 2020 was a
– No, during COVID, I had,
did
I had
you
an
have opponent.
Opponent? I had an opponent.
Oh, I forgot.
I was an independent.
Uh-huh. I forgot yes, that.
That's okay.
Must not have made a difference. So anyway – you won that election, and then you're here at least till 2 more years,
right?
Because you don't run again until 2024,
right?
As a county commissioner, you were on the budget committee,
right?
And you got to work with, I guess, 2 years. You got to work with the budgets and work with how that budget is, you know, worked up and the process of the budget committee. And we hadn't really broken down the process of it, and we're not going to today. But there's work to it.
Oh, exactly.
There's a lot of work to it.
There's a lot of review,
a lot of questions, a lot of understanding about revenue flow, a lot of understanding about where expenses are going, what is this expense, who does this, who does that, whatever. And then you always have raises, which we've been talking about. What was your goal as a budget committee member and county commission member when it comes to budget time? What was your goal as a member? What did you like to see happen? How did you like to approach the budget from your own mindset?
Well, I mean, one thing, I think commissioners, especially and myself, I did the same thing. We represent the people of this county overall, but we represent each district. And my thing was to try to, you know, to protect taxpayers and spend tax dollars very wisely. Try to, you know, minimize if there's a need for tax increase to be very minimal or have no tax increase. And that was my goal, to go in and try to supply the departments with the money they needed, obviously, listen to their concerns, study and ask questions. And there's a ton of work if you do what you need to do, studying each budget, because each budget probably is turned in a little bit. Accounting-wise, looks a little bit different. You have to learn the budgets a little bit, learn how the – and when I was commissioner, I used to took time and tried to take off work maybe a day every now and then and go with another commissioner or something and talk to the department head, elected official, and see what their office did, how they worked, their office or procedures and just learn more about that office, because I always figure if we're voting on their budget, I ought to know something about their office.
Yeah, and so when you were going through the budgets and trying to learn, what was one of your biggest obstacles in your mind about just feeling like you're going to be a big part of what's happening with the budget? What was an obstacle that approached you and you're just like, this is tough. I don't know how to handle this.
I think it's just the numbers. I mean, the sheer volume of numbers you have to look at and work you have to go through to understand the budget. I think that was one of the big obstacles, just looking at all, knowing what each line item represented, and just looking at those. And everybody's budget is so different because their offices are all so different. I mean, that was the big obstacle, I thought, was just understanding it, looking at it all, and just how to, you know, you're getting fed water from a fire hose, basically, you know, and it's just breaking it down, just taking it and break it down and learning more about each budget, I guess.
Do you feel like in your 4 years, y'all were passing feasible budgets that were also trying to benefit county government in Putnam County?
Yeah, I do. I mean, my first year as a commissioner and on the budget committee, I think the reappraisal would have been 2011, mm-hmm. and that was one of the first budget committees I was on, I guess. And we kept the certified rate that year. You know, whether, you know, some people said that was probably not a good idea at the time or after that, we kept certified rate. We thought we could be okay. They were asking for, I think, two schools maybe at that time, or maybe a remodel of one and a new school, which ended up, you know, working out, and I'm glad. But that's a tough decisions to be made. You know, I always approach you guys as when I come in now, which is a different role. I come in as an elected official from my office, and this is what I need, you know, on my budget to ask you guys. And I always, you know, start with, you know, I've been in your seat, I've been in your chair, I know what you're under, I know the pressure you're under. My job is to ask for our office what I think we need, not want, but need for our office to run properly. And it's your job to help, you know, to figure out if we can fund it, if you guys can fund that for me. And that was something I always wanted to work with all the officials and department heads and fund the request. I ask a lot of questions a lot of times, and sometimes that's not popular, but that ought to be I think it's a positive when you have people asking questions. When I come in front of you guys, I like to be asked questions. I like to explain maybe something I hadn't thought of to explain ahead of time. Maybe I, you know, explain myself better. But I always like to ask questions. And like I said, that wasn't very popular sometimes with some people, that when I ask questions, and maybe the official or somebody, you know. So, but I tried to study the budgets and make sure we were being fair with everyone, but yet we could afford what we were voting on as a budget committee.
How different is it being an elected official full-time, running a budget, developing a budget, managing the budget, to where you were back in 2010, 2014 as a commissioner? Is it how different is it?
I think it's real different in some ways, but some ways it's not. I mean, still county government. I see the bigger picture now. I knew before the assessor's office was a real live stream of revenue to the county because our work produces the tax dollars we receive. But it's different. Some of the similarities are still there the same. My principles are still the same. I want to see us, I like to see us not have tax increases. I mean, I know right now everything's inflation, gas prices, grocery prices are up for families out here, and I feel that myself. My family does too. And it's different in some ways, but some ways it's not really that different. You see more picture, you see more day to day. Where I had a job before, and most of my work was after hours, but now it's every day to day. You see how county government affects each one, how that revenue affects each one, how the budgets affect each person within your office, or, you know, each office.
Yeah. Well, one of the misconceptions or misperceptions, I should say, probably with commissioners, you know, the statement was made, I guess, last week in the budget committee, well, I haven't talked to so-and-so about this because I don't want to violate the sunshine law. Violate the sunshine law is getting together and deliberating towards a decision.
Right.
Two or more people. Commissioners can talk to each other. They can ask each other questions if they don't know something, but they're not supposed to get together, devise a plan, deliberate towards a decision, and say, I'm going to vote this way because this, this, and this, and you need to vote this way. And there's been some instances in my job that I've actually seen text messages from one commissioner to another saying, I need you to vote for this, not in Putnam County. I should disclose
right.
that. Not in Putnam County, in another county. I need you to vote for this. Can I count your vote? And that was not deemed as a violation of Sunshine Law by the state because
wow.
the another commissioner took it to the Office of Open Records Council, and they're like, no, they were just asking if somebody's going to vote for something. It's not a violation of Sunshine Law. We're very careful, I will say, in Putnam County.
Right.
We do a pretty good job of communicating and not violating a Sunshine Law. But did you find it hard to learn about things and try to be careful by not violating Sunshine Law, by talking to other commissioners? Because there was a good group of y'all in that term that was just really working hard. But, you know, some people may have thought, well, y'all talk all the time. Really, that wasn't it. It was just mm-hmm. more about educating each other and not deliberating. Did you mm-hmm. find it tough?
It is tough. That's a fine line there. I think you don't cross, obviously, as a commissioner by deliberating. Yes, you have to talk to learn. If you don't talk to others, you're not going to be very educated in the process or you know, something like that. Yeah, I was served with a lot of conservative commissioners that time, I think. I've always tried to be very conservative myself, and I do with our budget. I'm very conservative with our budget at the point, I have say-so everything we order, actually. We have basically money that does all the purchasing, but I have a say-so, you know, do we really need this? Is this something we really need? But, yeah, there's a fine line there you have to not cross, but yet you got to educate yourself also. So they have to talk. They have to talk to each other. Did you understand this about, what did you understand about this presentation, or what do you understand this line item? How does this work? How's this going to affect our overall budget or overall budget for that office? So you have to talk some, and that's hard not to deliberate, I guess, at that point.
I work with counties, and I will not name them, that the commissioners really enjoy making life hard on officials, and they just – it's like a power thing. They really enjoy the part, but just telling you no.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not doing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they make it easy, too, to say no.
Right.
And I try to talk to those that are willing to listen in my role at CTAS. Hey, I'm not telling you what to do, but keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the employees. Think about the services you're providing. Are the services the county's providing changing the quality of life for the citizens? If they are, then you're doing a good thing. If they're not, you may need to reevaluate and see
right.
what you can do. But I really enjoy speaking with commissioners that are there to serve.
Right.
And to me, you're a public servant if you're on the commission, but you need to act that way. And it's hard to serve. How many times did y'all raise taxes in your 4 years? Do you remember? Did y'all raise them?
Once. And that was the bill to remodel, I think, Upperman High School. You may help correct me. You know as well as I do about these, and to build Monterey High School.
Right, I guess build Upperman Middle School. And
I'm sorry,
the
middle school.
House. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. That's
so
right.
Did you get a lot of phone calls fussing at you after the fact, or do you remember?
No, not really. I didn't really get a lot of phone calls. I would see more people out
mm-hmm.
and want to talk about, you know, business, county business, obviously, but didn't get a lot of phone calls. But, yeah, I mean, you'll get some of those, though, definitely. And you want to hear feedback from your – I tried to create an email that people could email me at and talk with me, you know, if they didn't have time to call. You know, I tried to be available best I could, especially to my constituents, my people in my district. So.
Well, I think you did a good job as a commissioner. I think you do a great job as our assessor, and proud to have you in office and hope you're there as long as you want to be. I'm proud to have you as my friend. We've had a lot of good laughs over the years, and a lot of good discussions. You and I cannot break the Sunshine Law because you don't have a vote.
That's right.
You
That's
don't
right.
have
I
one
do not.
Vote.
I do not.
So you and I can talk about county government all we want to, and I always enjoy talking because even when you were a commissioner and I was just a consultant, we would talk a lot.
Sure, we did.
And philosophize, and my daddy would make fun of us because you'd be at work with him and you'd call me. And,
right.
You know. But anyway, I enjoy talking. Steve, I hope everything's going well for you. Appreciate everything you do. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate always being here anytime.
Steve Pierce, property assessor for Putnam County, does a great job for his folks, his staff, amazing staff. They work hard. I'm in there quite often to talk with Steve about things and to see what he needs and how everything's going with the county, but they do a great job. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. I promise you it'll go a lot further with people if you smile at them. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.